Today's Perek in Masechet Kelim is Perek Shmini, and we're holding right at the beginning. And this is Mishnah Aleph. We are going to be discussing here if it is possible to create a mechitza inside of a kli. So, we know that it's possible to create a mechitza in front of a mace, and that the tumah will not pass through the mechitza. Is it also possible to create a mechitza in a kli as opposed to in an ohel? And that would mean that if there's tumah on one side of the mechitza, that the airspace on the other side would not be affected. That is our question. Says the Mishnah, Hatanur shechatzotzo b'nesarim o b'yiriot. Suppose you put a wooden mechitza down the middle of a tanur, or you used some type of asbestos to put down the middle of the tanur, and a sheretz was found on one side, makes no difference. The entire tanur is tameh. The mechitza has no meaning in a kli. A kaveret, which was pechuta. So suppose you've got this basket, and the bottom of the basket has been eaten away. So basically, it's no longer a kli, okay? Now, very good. See the basket's got a big hole on the bottom? You plugged up that hole with straw. See the little straw on the outside? Okay, that straw was put on the inside. We have this brilliant exploded vision of a kaveret whose straw has been removed from the hole. Okay, so now that straw container was put into the tanur from the top, and it's sticking out above the top. And it's mishulshelet into the avirat tanur. So it's been lowered into the airspace of the tanur. And there is a dead sheretz inside of the kaveret. The kaveret is not considered to be a kli because it's broken. Think for a moment. If the kaveret were a kli, then remember that we learn out from kol asher bitocho. Bitocho means bitocho velo toch tocho. So if there's a kli inside of a kli, Moshe, you're falling asleep, and the lip of the top of the kli is in above the top of the kli, which is the kli cheres, then the air spaces don't mix, right? And since the Torah said, only kol asher betocho yitma, this is not betocho. This is toch, another thing, which is tocho. And that's tocho velo toch tocho. We had that whole beautiful sugya in Chulin. But since this kli is broken, it's not a toch, and therefore it's not toch tocho. And therefore, as long as the sheretz is essentially in the airspace of the tanur, but wait, you'll say, it's not in the airspace of the tanur because there's a mechitza. There's no such thing as a mechitza in a kli. And therefore, the wall, which is not a kli, and therefore is not a toch tocho, does not in any way change the reality of the sheretz being inside of the tanur. One who sits, according to the Gemara, with his head on his hands is already 1/60th of the way to being fast asleep. Fine. So in that case, the tanur is tameh. A sheretz betanur, and of course, vice versa. If the sheretz is in the airspace of the tanur, and this basket is full of food, then anything in the tanur, anything in the basket, are tameh, because they are in the airspace of the tanur directly, since there is no mechitza, because there's no din of a mechitza in a kli, and since there's no toch, because the kli is broken. So there's no toch tocho. Rabbi Eliezer, however, in this case, is mitaher. Why? Because he holds that a closure, even by the kash that you used, is considered to be a chatzitza bifnei hatuma. And he explains his reasoning. He says, look, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, im hitzila b'meit hachamur. Let's say that we would have a case where a kaveret would be inside of an ohel hameit, okay? Now, this kaveret is not sealed with a tzamit patil. It's not going to be saved because it's a kli that is closed inside of the ohel hameit. But nonetheless, is it not, if it has a tefach, does it not create a separate ohel? Yes, it does. And wouldn't that separate ohel, wouldn't that be, even if it was just made out of straw? Absolutely. What's the difference? So if we took the same kaveret and it was closed up with straw, and we put it in, there was a kezayit min hamet in oil, or vice versa, there was kezayit min hamet inside of the kaveret. And tumas mace is very chomer. Tumas mace is going to be metame, and adam is going to be metame kelim, and forget about the oichlin or mashkin, which is all we were talking about over here in the case of a sheretz and a klisha and a klicheres, and it saves the house from tumas mace, or it saves anything in it from tumas mace, because it's a chatzitza b'fnei hamace. So lo tatzil b'klicheres hakal? You're telling me that I can't use that level of chatzitza just to prevent tumah, which is only metamit oichlin umashkin? That's crazy. Amr lo, what do you mean it's crazy? Your argument is completely off the wall. Imitzila b'metach amur. That's because chokin ohalim. The idea of a chatzitza in a building, that's the way you make buildings. You put a wall up in a building. I don't care if the wall is made out of straw. So that makes sense to have a chatzitza in an ohel. A chatzitza in an ohel, by definition, prevents the tumah from extending to the other side, okay? So fine, obviously, what do I care if it's made out of straw? Shekein chokin ohalim. Your argument is, and therefore, it should be matzil, especially it's sokal, b'klicheres hakal. What do you mean? How would it be matzil? Ein chokin klicheres. What does a chatzitza have to do with a klicheres? It's still the same kli. The chatzitza has absolutely nothing to do with it, and your argument is completely irrelevant to the issues. Mishnah Beit. Hayta shelimana. Suppose this kaveret is, in fact, not broken. It's lowered into the avir hatanur. And for that matter, I don't care what it is, a kaveret, a kupa, a box of some kind, a chemet, which is made out of leather, okay, all of those things, if they're put into the airspace of a tanur, and the opening of the said kli, be it box or leather or whatever, is not inside the avir hatanur. It is at the very edge of the avir hatanur. So it opens up into the external air at exactly the same level that the tanur itself for the kiraim opens into the external air. Then if there's a sheretz inside of that kli, then the tanur is tahor, because the air spaces haven't mixed, and the sheretz is not toch hatanur, it's toch tocho of the tanur. And the Torah specifically excludes toch tocho. Vice versa, if the sheretz is in the tanur, any foodstuffs in any of these types of kelim where the mouth of the kli is open to the outside and not to the inside of the tanur, all the ochlin shebetocho are tahori. Now, what if there's a hole in the kli? Then, if there's a hole in the kli, that would, assuming it's the correct size hole to be mevata the shame of the kli, then that would immediately create a situation where there is no longer a tocho. And therefore, if there's a neck of nikavu, what would be the shear? Well, if the inner kli was made to hold food stuff, we already saw what the shear is. Kalim that hold food, the hole that is mevato the shame kli needs to be large enough to drop zeitim out of it, and only then does it become bottle. So if it's asur la'ochlin, like we said before, there's no kli once it has a hole the size of a shiur in bezeisin. If it's a type of flask which is going to be used for water, then as we saw very early on in the Masechet, what is the shiur to take off the shame kli? Bekones mashka. So if mashkim can get into it, shiurim b'mashkin. And at that point, the neck of his mevatel, the shame kli, and it no longer can be chotzeitz. It's not really chotzeitz. It's no longer tocho. How about if the kli is used for both purposes? It's used for ochlin and mashkin. Exactly as we said earlier, we are machmer l'chumra. And over there, it's going to have a immediately to a din of tuma at the lower shear of kones mashka. And that would be sufficient for it to no longer protect the kli that it's in from the tumah of the sheretz, or the ochlin in it, from the tumah of the sheretz in the tanur.